Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. Let's cut the intro short today. Time to rise with the sun. Time to elevate your consciousness. Expand your horizons. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today, we've got an outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as always, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very, very mind-blowing, very powerful show study for you today. Today, we want to talk about how to elevate your game to eliminate your pain. You have to elevate your game if you want to eliminate your pain. Let me say that again. You have to elevate your game if you want to eliminate your pain. Let me say that one more time. You have to elevate your game if you want to eliminate your pain. Your game is your consciousness. Your pain is your current reality. Now, wherever you are, if you are just mind-blowingly happy and inspired, in today's message is for those. Today's message is for the people that are really, really at a place of under, over, and understanding that we've been lied to. And how have we been lied to? Because we have been taught that there are limits, meaning that there are certain things that you can't do. And because you've been taught that since birth, you're not even trying. You're not even attempting to step outside of the box. So we have been living our life in survival mode. We have been controlled by the seven fears, and we have been limited by our authority figures. Now, we have been talking about, hopefully you've been following along in the series and you're part of the Clarinomics group, and we know one thing for certain, and that is that we overcoming certain fears or limiting beliefs. And so I started this program for the specific purpose of identifying and removing all limiting beliefs and systems and replacing them with life-sustaining paradigms and life-sustaining habits. And so a part of understanding that is to understand what's required to be a part of the 2%. There's two people out of 100 that will get to the other side, to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and maintain a great, prosperous relationship with yourself, with your creator, and with others. But there are three primary reasons why 98% of the people, 98 out of 100 people will die without fulfilling their dream. 98 people will die, and they're going to take their dreams with them to the grave. And we've talked about the reasons, and we are still talking about the three primary reasons why 98 out of 100 people cannot be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. We talked about the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. We talked about the seven fears. No energy, bad choices, bad decisions. I don't know how to do it. No plan, no time, no patience. Fear of fear of fear of fear. Psychomotors. And the last one, I ain't got no money. Then we talked about family and friends and loved ones. And because of these three areas or these three things, those are the three reasons why 98 out of 100 people cannot and will not understand why they are not wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. So in order to be a part of the 2%, there are seven things that you need to do. In order to be 2 out of 100, only 2 out of 100 will understand today's message. 2. That's mind-blowing to me. 2 people out of 100 will be able to wrap their brain around what I'm about to say today. And it starts off with the first statement, which is there are 7 keys to elevate your game or your consciousness. The first key, number 1, is everything that you've been taught is a lie. That's the first key. The first key to elevate your consciousness is to challenge the authority figures in your life. Now, I was talking to one of my clients, Brother Travis, and we were talking about, you know, esoteric stuff. And he sent me a video that was there, very powerful. I had heard of the gentleman, but I've never really researched or listened to any of his stuff, a gentleman by the name of Don Tolman. And he sent me a video, and again, everything that was in the video I already know, already knew, but it was refreshing coming from a Caucasian gentleman that had humor in it, and it was delivered in a very non-threatening manner or way that was very, very easy to assimilate. And so he was talking about stuff like, you know, our medical system, and I have a whole course on disease care, health care, the disease management. And he talked about how there's no such thing as diabetes and there's no such thing as cancer and everything, most of the disease that we have are preventable. And he goes on and he makes some very powerful statements, and he talks about, again, spectral analysis and how our foods that we eat mirror the organs in the body. And he breaks down how a tomato looks like the heart and how a walnut looks like a brain and how celery is made up of elongated fibers or tubes like our bones. So how each fruit and vegetable mimics or mirrors the organs inside of the body to help maintain the body. And then he breaks down and he broke down something very profound that I thought was very interesting, that, again, is the number one thing that keeps you a part of the 92%. And that is everything that this gentleman says in the video, along with everything that I've been saying and everything that I have in my book, The Ultimate Nutrition, and everything that I teach and everything that I talk about inside of my book, Neurotheology. The brain is made out of plasticity, meaning that the brain is malleable, meaning that the brain is moldable, meaning that you can shape your brain, meaning that you can rewrite the neurons of your brain. Meaning that there's nothing outside, there's nothing that you cannot accomplish. That means if you got the desire to do it, that means you have the ability to do it. There are no limits. The only limits is fear. See, when you are in a state of fear, you're powerless. And as long as you're in a state of fear, you have no power. So when you go to the doctor, they tell you stuff. Do you know that nobody has ever died of cancer? People die of the treatment of cancer. Do you know that nobody actually get melanoma, carcinoma, skin cancer? They get it from the oil that they put on their skin. That causes the cancer. So the treatment causes the disease. Now, I've been saying that for years, and people look at me like I'm crazy. So it was refreshing to see a video from a Caucasian gentleman. I mean, because, you know if it's white, it's right. Now, Dr. Sabe been saying the same thing for years. David Blair been saying the same thing, but they black. Dr. Gabriel Oyebo should have won the Nobel Peace Prize for discovering GAGU, God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem. Nobody's never even heard of the dude. He discovered this like 20 years ago. You ever heard of Gabriel Oyebo? Yeah, you ever heard of the name? Why? He's black. Now, that's another study for another time. Let's just focus on elevating your consciousness today so that way you can at least consider or at least have the tools that you need to be a part of the 2 out of 100 that can get over to the other side. You got to think totally different than everything that you've been taught. Everything that you're doing right now, brothers, everything that you've been doing right now is leading you. You are a lamb being led to the slaughter. Let me just tell you one thing out of a plethora of things to prove point number one. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says something that I think is very remarkable. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 18 says, through indulgence, the rafters sag. Through indulgence or indolence, the rafters sag. And through slackness, the house leaks. Now, Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 18. If you're lazy, your roof gonna sag. If you are still lazy, your house is gonna leak. But the Bible says the slack will have lack. The slothful will be put to forced labor, and the sluggard dreams dreams and has nothing. Because of number one, they can't think outside of the box. That's why you can't, it's a requirement to think outside of the box to be a part of the 2%. Because to be a part of the 2%, you got to do stuff that people say can't be done. Now, I've been doing this a lot of my life now. I got to do it on a higher level. I got to overcome, just like you do, those three fears or those three things that is prohibiting you from being a part of the 2% that we've been talking about. And tonight we talk about the last piece of the three things that doesn't allow you to enter in to the 2%. Now, today we're talking about how to elevate your mind so that way you can do these three things. So you can't do these three things that I've been talking about all week, last 2 days, that's going to allow you to be a part of the 2%. So during my counseling sessions and my one-on-ones, I'm talking to people and I'm telling them, hey, these three things are preventing you from being a part of the 2% club. But I didn't tell nobody how to get past those three things. So this is how you get past those three things. Number one, you have to think outside of the box. There's unlimited possibilities. So when somebody tells you, you can't do that, you just say to yourself, yes, I can. And when you say that, you're automatically tapping into the quantum realm where God can see the solution to the problem. See, right now people are saying, Ecclesiastes 10, verse 18, through indulgence the rafters sag, through slackness the house leaks. Verse 19, men prepare a meal for enjoyment, and wine makes life merry, and money is the answer to everything. Now, did you know that was in the Bible? Now, last I heard people tell me that the love of money is the root of all evil. People tell me all the time. They quote that scripture. Never have I heard a reverend, a doctor, or a bishop quote Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. You might want to write it down. So the next time your brain tells you, I need you to be a part of the 98% that can't get over to the other side, you need to tell your brain, men prepare a meal for enjoyment. So when I eat, it's for enjoyment. I really don't need to eat. I can live off the sun. Proven. There's a dude in India, 70-something years old, don't eat food. He lives off the sun and breath. He's a breatharian. I don't know if I would do it, but it can be done. Wine makes the life merry. Some people tell you now, and this is scientifically proven. They say if you drink red wine, or I think it's red wine, at least one glass with a meal, you know, it has a lot of municipal properties. You know, it helps you live longer. So, again, a little wine is not bad for you, but money. Now, money is the answer to everything? What? I thought money was the root of all evil, brother. Ecclesiastes, now, this is written by the wisest man that ever lived. This is written, now, Solomon was the wisest. Solomon was the most prolific. And Solomon was the most wealthiest man of his own time. I remember he had 300 wives and 800 concubines. That means he could sleep with a different woman every night, still wouldn't go through. He could sleep with two different women every night, still wouldn't get around all of the women he had. King Solomon, he was a bad dude. Now, he was the wisest man on the planet, and he was the wealthiest man on the planet, King Solomon. And King Solomon said this, men prepare meals for enjoyment. Okay, you eat, you get happy, that's great. Drink a little wine, make your life merry. And money is the answer to everything. Verse 20, Ecclesiastes 10:20. Furthermore, in your bedchamber, do not curse a king, and in your sleeping rooms, do not curse a rich man, for a bird of the heavens will carry the sound, and the winged creature will make the matter known. Now, I don't have time to break down verse 20, Let me just simply say this. Don't curse the bedchamber. Now, you can decipher that however you want to decipher it. You can slice it and dice it however you want. All I'm saying, don't curse the bedchamber. Now, I don't know what goes on in the bedchamber. Hey, 2 plus 2, add it up. And in sleeping rooms, do not curse a rich man. Now, all I know is people, everybody I know, especially in the hood, they don't like rich people because they say they got their riches unethically. They say that all rich people are, you know. Now, all I know, all the rich people that I met, they're very good people. They work hard. They get up early. They stay late. They do shizness that you don't. That's why they're part of the 2%. They think different. They do different. Now, let me drop a nugget in your lap. If you know something, and if you do that which you know, you become that which you do. So the key is to know something. Now, the Bible says people perish without knowledge, without gnosis. So your job, again, number one, to be, you need this in order to get past these three hurdles. Remember the three hurdles? Number one, the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. That's how you do. Once you get past that hurdle, that's hurdle number one, the three F's. Then you got the seven F's. You got seven more F's, the seven fears. When you get past those seven fears, bam, you got the third hurdle, family and friends. So you can get past those three hurdles, but how do you do it, Doc? How do you do it? How do you get past those three hurdles? Number one, you got to elevate your thinking, brother. You got to elevate your thinking by thinking outside of the box. There's nothing that's off the table. Everything is achievable. Everything is possible. Number two, you got to remove your lower vibrational friends, a.k.a. thoughts. You got to remove your low. Now, that's what we've been doing for the first 2 months of the program. All I've been focusing on is problems. You probably think, man, damn, Doc, man, we talk so much about the problems, man. Now, we got 8 months to talk about the solution, brother, so strap in. But first I got to identify the problem because people think there's no need for what I do. I love what I do because there are people walking around that don't know why I drink distilled water with lemon in it. They don't know. There are people that don't know why I still jog outside, why I elevate my heart rate to 160, 170, 180, when every doctor in America would tell you, don't do that. And people don't know why I elevate my heart rate up that high. People don't know that the skin is the biggest disposable or the biggest trash can in the body. The more you sweat, you jump in your car, the first thing you do is turn on the AC. Sweat, brother. Sweat, sister. You got to get the mucus out your body. Dr. Sabi said this a long time ago, and I've been doing this for 20-plus years. Before I even met Dr. Sabi, I was doing it. I intuitively knew it, and I'm angry at myself after watching that video because I already knew, but a lot of that stuff, I doubted myself. That's why you got to remove that doubt that you got. That's a lower vibration. See, right now, you intuitively know what to do. You intuitively know that what I'm saying is right. But something in your head is saying that, Doc, it ain't that serious, brother. It don't require all of that bullshit. You will not be a part of the 2%. You will never, ever be wealthy, healthy, and wise, and in a great relationship unless you become extreme. Because right now, your vibration is too low. You woke up today and you're sluggish, you're tired. Why? Man, you should be freaking stuck on the ceiling right now. You're alive, brother. You have the activities of your limb. Both eyeballs work. You're in great health. You're not in no mental institution nowhere. You ain't got nobody. You ain't got no adult diaper on. Ain't nobody, you're not, you know, feeding you through no straw. Activities of your limbs. This morning, somebody didn't wake up, but you woke up. So you are still in the land of the limit, of the living. And you got the activities of your limbs, and you're depressed? No, bro, something's wrong. You're vibrating on a lower level. You're hanging out with them lower entities. So you got to remove that lower vibration. You mean to tell me that you get upset because somebody cut you off in traffic, you curse them out, call them outside their name, talk about their mama, their grandmother, and their aunts, uncles, and everybody? Why? Why are you so angry? That's a lower vibration. So in order to be, number three, number one, think outside the box. Number two, get rid of your lower vibration. How do you get rid of your lower vibrations? Number three, hang out with high vibrational beings. Now, I don't know about you. You cannot. Now, they call this social norms and hidden codes in the industry, in the psych industry. This is a hidden code. A hidden code is something that everybody knows that's not written. Like you go to the hood. There are hidden codes in the hood. One of those hidden codes in the hood is you don't, like, mean mug nobody. Meaning that when you walk, your eyes meet, you get a head nod. Your head goes up and it goes down. You don't necessarily say anything. Now, you might want to say, yo, what's up? That's stretching it. You might get, like, you might get a strange look. So when you go to the hood and your eyes meet somebody, you know, you give them a, yo, what's up, dog? And you keep walking. But if you go to the hood, your eyes meet somebody, and you look away, that means you're weak. That means you got something to hide. That means that you can get pumped. So you don't look away. When you look at somebody in the eyes, you look at them in the eyes. If you don't look at them in the eyes, that's a hidden code in the hood. That means, hey, we can take your lunch money. So there are certain hidden codes. So the only way that you know those hidden codes, like, for example, in the prison system. When you go in the prison system, they have the rec yard. When you go to the rec yard, every prison system has this. Over here you have the Latinos. Over here you have the Negroes. Over here you have the Caucasians. You got a little small hole in the ground over there for the Chinamen. So if you go into the prison system and you, by some weird stretch of the imagination, don't know the hidden code, somebody didn't pull you to the society, so you get to that prison, if you're black, the black inmates are going to pull you over and say, hey, let me bring you up to speed. Let's say somebody don't bring you up to speed and you don't know the hidden code. You go through the rec yard. You just walk through the rec yard. And you walk through the Latin King section. And you blue black. You were sliced and diced. Or you go through the Aryan Brotherhood section. And you're supposed to be hanging out with the guerrilla mafia. But you don't know. Nobody told you the hidden code. So number three. You can't be a part of the 2% unless somebody that's in the 2% grabs you by the hand and pull you up there. Let me say it again. Father, bless the minds of your people. You cannot. Those three fears, these three obstacles that I've been talking about all week, that I'm telling everybody, you cannot overcome those three obstacles unless somebody who has already overcome those three obstacles vibrate. They got to talk to you. All you got to do is hang around with them and pick up their vibe. And you're gonna feel their vibe. Now, do you feel my vibe, brother? I told you guys yesterday what the witch told me. Yesterday the witch told me, we don't like you. Who the hell is we? Us. Who's us? Us witches. Why come y'all don't like me? They told me yesterday, we can't up your vibe. Why can't they pick up my vibe? Because I'm not part of the 98. The 2% vibes are different from the 98% vibe. How do you know somebody's part of the 2%? So if you're hanging out with a 2%er and you're a 98%er, how do you know? I have it inside of my book called The Etheric Force. 2%ers, they don't do those three things that are preventing you from being a part of the 2%. What do they don't do? A 2%er, they work for a living. Their mental processes. Now, a 2%er, when they have fun, it's not on company time. You will not see a 2% of three sleeping on the job. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I worked security. I'd go in there. Hey, I worked overnight shift. I'd bring my blanket, my pillow. I'd go in there, man, kick back. 8 hours on the clock getting paid. Why? I was a 98%er. Give me an overnight security job now. I'd be sitting at the window looking like a freaking attack dog, waiting for a freaking cricket to say something. I'm writing down in my report. Why? Because I'm an owner now. I'm not a freaking employee. I know the difference between a 2%er and a 98%er. It's not what you do when people are watching. It's what you do when nobody's looking that makes you a 2%er. See, a 2%er, their vibration is way higher than a 98%er. A 98%er is slack, he's slowful, and he's a freaking sluggard. That's why Solomon said, the richest man that ever freaking lived, said, through your indulgences, brother, your rafters is freaking sinking. Through your slackness, your house is leaking. You sit around and you eat and you enjoy yourself. Yeah, you drink a little wine, but you ain't got no money. Because, see, money is the answer to everything. And everybody told you that money is the root of evil, and you believe them. If you ain't got no money, you ain't got shiznit. Tell the Reverend Dr. Bishop, I told you, have him call me. 210-290-5927. I had a fool down in my hometown that used to come on Facebook page. I don't know him. He's a pastor down there in Richmond, Texas. This fool used to come on my Facebook page talking about God sent him to shut me down. Where is he at now? This is the kind of stuff I should say his name, but out of respect for the dilly, I mean, I'm not going to even go there. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You can believe the crap that the medical community, you can believe the crap that these Reverend Dr. Bishops and people that are selling these wolf tickets, and if you believe that crap, you will never, ever, ever be a part of the 2%. You better find somebody that's vibrating on a higher level and hang out with them. Whatever they do, you freaking do what they do. Now, I've been blessed. I've been fortunate that the three millionaires that I talk about inside my book, The Ultimate Secret, they freaking pulled me in and they taught me something when I was young, dumb, and stupid, and I'm still learning. Number four, in order for you to overcome the three demons that's preventing you from being a part of the 2%, and they got you hostage right now, they got you hostage, and they're holding you hostage, you're part of the 98% club. Because, so number four, clear crystal. I'm talking about crystal clear goal. If I were to ask you right now, what is your goal in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship? Can you talk for an hour? At least, I'm talking about fast, like the way I'm talking about right now. Can you sit up down and somebody ask you what's your goal? Can you start writing it off? Man, this is my goal. My goal in the area of health is blah, 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 blah. Can you do that? My goal in the area of wealth is blah, 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 blah. My goal in the area of wisdom. My goal in the area of relationships. What is your goal? Is it crystal clear? I'm not talking about this fuzzy man. Well, brother, you know, I would like to have a couple of $1,000, you know. How are you going to make that $1,000? Well, you know, I don't know, brother. I was just thinking about, you know, selling some chicken dinners. Man, if you don't get up out of here. Brother, freaking, there's a church. I don't know why I'm on this kick with black folks today, and I need to get off of that, man. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Why is there a church on every corner? And all of them suckers broke. I'm just wondering. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. How are you going to achieve something if you don't have something? Now, remember, this is the creative formula according to King Solomon. Solomon said, now, I say this way. This is my creative formula. Be, do, have. Solomon says this, know, do, be. Now, King Solomon says, hey, now, what do you know? Now, I ask everybody in the group to write down 10 things, at least 10 things that you know, that you do right now, 10. It's very easy. As I talked about on yesterday's show, what do you know? What do you do? Okay, if you are a woman and you got a husband and children, what do you do? You got to cook for them, right? Write that down. You got to do the laundry. Write that down. You got to shop. You go to the store. Write that down. You make the grocery list. Write that down. Who pays the light bill? You pay the light bill? Write that down. Who pays the mortgage? Write that down. What do you do in a day's time? That's your niche. Unfortunately, you don't see no value in what you do. Solomon says, write down what you know. Because if you know, and then if you do that which you know, you become that which you do. What? Are you serious? So you mean to tell me I can know something and not do it? Damn, Skippy. I know a lot of stuff and I don't do it. I know it, and I still don't do it. Therefore, I can't become it. It's only when you do what you know, brother. So you know how to read, right? Anybody on this show that don't know how to read, when the last time you read a book? Yeah, that's what I thought. So you know how to read, but you don't do reading. Therefore, you can't become a great reader. So knowing stuff is nothing. Everybody. Man, the streets are full of educated derricks. They know a lot of shiznits, but them suckers don't do nothing. You know, the Bible says the difference between a saint and a demon. The demons know the word. The demons tremble at the word, but the demons don't do the word. That's the only difference between you and the 2%ers. The difference is the 2%ers, they know that if I make $1,000, I'm going to spend $900 and I'm going to save 100. The 2% save. They never spend more than they make. But the 98%ers, oh, man, they make $1,000. They're going to, their debt is $1,500, and they're only making $1,000 a month. And they're wondering, why, what's going on? Why I got more bills than money? So without a clear-cut goal, you cannot be a part of the 2%. And the thing that keeps you from making the goal is those three fears that we talked about yesterday. See, when you make a goal, this is what happens. The universe only responds to a made-up mind. This is universal spiritual law. I can guarantee you one thing in life. If you make up your mind to do something, all of heaven is going to come to your side to assist you, and all of hell is going to come to your side to oppose you. Guaranteed. All you got to do is make up your mind. You don't believe me? Please make a decision. Make a concrete decision today and watch what happens. I triple dare you just to make a decision. Just make a goal. I decide today to go to the gym at 6 p.m. Watch what happens at 6. Kids starts acting up. Cars acting. Just make a freaking decision and watch what happens. Your job is to make a goal, a decision. And then number 5. Detach from the decision. Now, this is what I lose everybody, so let me be crystal clear on this one. So, in order for you to get past the hurdle, there's a roadblock. There's three demons or dispositions or neurological networks in your brain that says there's a what's called the blood-brain barrier. So, the blood-brain barrier prevents blood from entering into your brain. Because if blood gets into the brain hemorrhages and you die. So just like there's a blood-brain barrier that prevents blood from entering into your brain, there is also a linguistical barrier that prevents unsuccessful people to getting into the club of successful people. So there is a linguistical God, and there are linguistical demons, and they use the 7 keys or the 7 stages of linguistics that we talked about. You guys remember? Grammaria, grammar tools, and we talked about, again, syntax, we talked about phonology, we talked about phonics, we talked about the 7 stages of linguistics. Now, this is biblically proven by the Tower of Babel, because before God came down and confused the language, the Bible says that there was on one accord, and they had one language, and there was that nothing that they could not accomplish. So, in other words, they were part of the 2%, because in order to be a part of the 2%, you can solve problems. The thing that makes the 2%, the 2 people that are wealthy, healthy, wise, in a great relationship, they solve problems. The difference between the haves and the have-nots, the haves solve problems, the have-nots have solutions, I mean excuses. So the haves, they got a solution to their weight problem. The have-nots, they got an excuse for their weight problem. The difference between the 2% club really is 1%. Well, you know, we want to do a little fuzzy math so that way the message is not so depressing. So the 1%ers, they got solutions. The 99%ers, the 98%, they don't have solutions. So you got to have a solution. Now, a goal means I got a plan. That plan, when I implement it, again, when I do the plan, I become the plan. So for me, I be, do, have. Now, again, the world or self-improvement teaches get, or they teach you go get something, and then whatever you go get, you can have it, and then whatever you can have it, you can be it. So I teach be. What does that mean? That means you are a human being. So as a human being, I don't got to do nothing. So I just got to be me. So I teach being authentic. Now, this works for me. I don't know about anybody else, but this works for me. So what do? So anytime I want to be a part of the 2%, so what do? I be the solution. So what is being? Being is a mental disposition. So what do? I be the solution to the problem that I have. So if I don't have enough money, then I be wealthy. How do I be wealthy? I do exactly what I'm telling you. Number one, I think outside of the box. I look at my bank account, and my bank account says, Negro, you ain't got no money. In my brain, I said, I got wealth. Why? Because I got a brain, I'm being creative, and I can write a book, and then I can sell it. I'm so creative. All I got to do is put me in front of an interviewer, and I get a job. That's all I need, just the interview. Get me the interview, I'll get the job. I get an interview for interview. If you put me in front of the freaking United States Congress, I guarantee you I'll get a position. It may just be for getting the trash at the White House, but I will get a position. I just need the interview. You got somebody selling a house, man, let me talk to him, the owner. I don't want to talk to the bank because the bank is not in the decision-making position. Let me talk to the owner. But let me talk. If I can talk, I'm in. Why? I think outside of the box. Number two, I got rid of my lower vibrations. So when people tell me, hey, man, you're sick, I say, no, I'm not sick. They say, yes, you are, dude. You got a fever. The fever is the meaning that my body is working. So I'm not trying to stop my body from working. So I'm going to go sit in the garage, and I'm going to want my temperature to go higher. I go to the doctor that. Now, this is what I do. I drink more lemon water and distilled water, and I go and jog in the heat of the day when I'm sick. The next day, I'm healed. Now, you go tell your medical doctor that's to do that when you got a fever. They're going to look at you like you bump your head. The fever is evidence that the body is curing itself, and you go and stop the fever? What? No. The fever is good. The fever means the body is freaking healing itself. Don't stop. Don't take medication to get the fever to go away. No. Do stuff to make the fever go up. You get healed faster. So if I feel like throwing up, I get a pencil, I stick it down my throat. Why? There's something in my body's trying to get rid of, so I help it. Now, that's the strangest thing since sliced bread. Now, go to the doctor and tell him that. See, I think outside of the box. So I have a hard time because I can't find nobody that thinks like me. So I have problems when it comes to relationships because nobody thinks like me. Because I think outside of the box. I remove the low vibration. I vibrate on a higher level, and I hang out with other people who vibrate on a higher level like me. So all of my friends, all of my friends got more money than me. All of my friends, not all of them, a lot of them are healthier than me. Most of them are wiser than me, and most of them have a better relationship than me. So if you are the sharpest tool in your pack, get you another pack. Let me say that again. So you might want to write that down. Look around. Take an inventory. If you're the sharpest tool in your shed, you might want to move to another shed. If you are the brightest bulb in the pack, get another pack. Because that's the only way you can be a part of the 2%, brothers and sisters. Because when you set a goal and then you detach from the goal and attach to the role, that's number five. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means, because people tell me all the time, Doc, I don't understand. But so, first of all, you tell me to get a goal. Now you're telling me to not get a goal? I'm confused. My goal is to make $125,000 this year doing what I love to do. What do I love to do? Talk. So people say, well, Doc, how are you going to make $125,000 talking? Hey, Oprah can do it. I mean, come on, man. Steve Harvey can do it. Tom Joyner. He can do it. Hey, them fools ain't no better than me. Oprah makes waves. She probably make that in a minute. So I can make a measly $125,000 talking. That's my goal. So now that I made the goal, I have to do what King Solomon said. King Solomon said that if you are slack, you will have lack. So I can't be slack. Because King Solomon also says the opposite of what to do. King Solomon says something that is very profound, and we need to read it because he was the richest man that ever lived on the planned net. Now, remember, money answers all things, according to King Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, which I know you've never heard before because I've never heard it preached in my life. I've been going to church for a long time. Never, ever, ever have I ever heard a reverend, doctor, or bishop say, a feast is made for laughter. Wine maketh merry, but money answers all things. I've never heard that preached. If you've heard that preached, please email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Now, King Solomon also said something else that I've never, ever heard preached. The Bible says to consider the ant, you sluggard. So there's something about ants that we need to learn to be a part of the 2%, because the ants are part of the 2% club. The Bible says, first, we need to consider. So let's consider the ant. The Bible says, consider the ant. And then it says something else in Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 says, go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise. So the Bible says you're a sluggard. I didn't say you're a sluggard. I think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. The New Living Translation says this: take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. So I don't know about you. I want to become wise. So I need to go check out the ant. And the Bible says in verse 7, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 7. Now, this is how you be a part of the 2%. This is how you overcome, again, number one, the three F's. Number two, the seven fears. Number three, family and friends. This is how you do that. This is how you do it. Y'all ready? Proverbs 6, 7. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 7. Consider the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise, which, having no chief, no officer, or no ruler, prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provisions in the harvest. What? The ant is a bad mama jamma. Let's read it in the New Living Translation. We've got to read this again, man. This is some profound stuff. So the New Living Translation says, though they have no prince or no governor or no ruler to make them work, what does the ant do? They work hard all summer gathering food for the winter. What? How they do that? So the ant just gets up. Nobody tells the ant to do nothing. The ant automatically gets up and does what it's supposed to do with nobody telling them what to do. Whoa. So you mean to tell me that I'm supposed to do that too? But how does the ant? Now, the ant got genetics. It's programmed. Guess what, brother? Guess what? You can program yourself to be successful. See, right now you're operating on a fear program. It's called a paradigm. Right now, you got what is called a negative habit pattern. Now, you got it when you was a kid. It's not your fault, but you're not a kid no more, homie. You're not a kid no more. Now, you can replace your negative habit pattern with a positive habit pattern. You can rewrite your genes. That's what I'm teaching everybody. Based upon neurotheology, it's how to rewire your brain. So how does words affect the brain? That's what I teach, neurolinguistics, neuroplasticity. Rewiring your brain. How do you do that? You can't have a goal and just sit at home and watch it. You can't do that. So my goal, I'm going to make 125. So I got a mantra and I got a picture according to the self-help movement. Self-help movement says, I have a mantra. I write it down on a 3x5 card and I say every morning, every noon, and every night, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, I am in a great relationship, according to the self-help movement, according to The Secret, according to the Law of Attraction, according to the Law of, according to Oprah and everybody else, you know, Dr. Phil. They just say, hey, you just got to, you know, find a quiet place, sit there and say this mantra. I am wealthy. Say it with emotion, brother. Say it with passion, you know. Visualize yourself being wealthy. Sit there, close your eyes, and imagine that you're wealthy. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I tried that for 20. Nothing happened. Why? Let me read it to you again. So to know what to do and don't do it, now the Bible says it this way, faith without works is dead. See, if you know what to do, but you don't do it, you don't get no results. But if you do that which you know, you become that which you do. So the ant says, hey, we know what to do. Winter is coming. Let's go gather some food. But hey, nobody's watching us, so that means we got to do nothing. See, the ants, they're not like me. When I was a young security guard, hey, graveyard shift, supervisor at home. I was knocking them out. But yeah, I'm not young, dumb, stupid no more. Put me on the graveyard shift now. I'd be a supervisor in a week. Why? Because I'm going to be out detecting crime. I'm going to write my report so well that I'm going to be like, man, we need you on the day shift. We need good, dumb, bright bulbs like you. Why are you sitting on that at night? Come on the day shift. Every job I've ever had, that's happened. But why? I attach to the role. Now, let me make sure I am crystal clear on this. If my goal is to make $125,000 from speaking and doing what I'm doing right now, one-on-ones and doing shows, what is the method? What's the plan? How I just got a goal. See, you can have all the goals you want. It don't mean business unless you got an implementable plan to bring that goal from the invisible realm into the physical realm. All the 2%ers, that's what they got. Every 2%er I know, they got a plan. Do you know how 2%ers, you know, this is what they do. Craziest thing I've ever heard. A 2%ers, all the 2%ers I know, they got 401ks. And they put money in it. And their money is being invested, and it's gathering something called interest over time. And I was like, damn, why you got one of those? Like, see, where I'm from, you get your money, you spend it. Because, you know, where I'm from, look, dude, you're not going to live, you know. You don't know if you're going to be around when you're 60. Why are you setting up for something that might not happen? See, where I'm from, should do, make your money, spend it now. Live large now. We worry about tomorrow when we get there. Now, my father, I love him, he's 80 years old. He lived his life according to that method. So me and my sister taking care of him. Why? He didn't have no plan. Now, if I don't get my shit together, I'm going to be like my father. When I'm 80 years old, I'm not going to have no plan. I'm not going to have no money. Now, according to Proverbs, which we just read, money answers all things. So let me ask you the question. How much money you got? You say, well, brother Will, money is the root of all evil, brother. No, it's the love of money. I didn't say I love it. I just said that money answers problems. Money, we live in a world, my brother, contrary to popular belief, where he who has the goal makes the rules. And I didn't make the rule. The rule was already here when I got here. And the rule will be here when I leave. That rule is this. He who has the most goal, he makes the rules. So it would behoove you, my brother. It would behoove you, my sister, even though you think, oh, I don't need no brother. I don't need no money, brother Will. Okay, that's cool. Now, I came from no money. And they, when I went to CPS and I told them I got a good heart. And so I'm going to pay you the light bill this month with my good heart, my good intentions. I love everybody. I believe in Jesus Christ. You know, praise the Lord. I will shout, turn over every chair in your office. Hallelujah. You know they told me? How much money you got? I said, but no, you don't understand. I'm a child of the king. I'm a royal priest. I'm a holy nation. I'm a joint heir. You don't understand. My God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You know what they said? How much money you got? I didn't understand. I was still dumbfounded because I didn't understand. I thought, you know, hey, name it and claim it. I went to John Avenbini. I mean, I was part of the faith movement. In the faith movement, you just believe it, and you shall receive it. Hell, I used to preach that message. So I went to the car lot, laid hands on that car. I slapped some oil on it, and I believed God. Put a picture of that car on my wall and said, that car is mine. That car never materialized in my driveway because I never read where it said, consider the ant, you sluggard. The sluggard dreams. He don't have shiznits. That was me. 20 years in the freaking self-improvement industry. Did it improve myself? Hell no. I devalued myself. So let me make sure you understand that you're crystal clear, my brother. Crystal clear. Money answers all things. The Bible says that. I'm not making it up. So if you ain't got no money, you ain't got no answers. So how do you get money? You better have a freaking plan. How do you get one of those? You got to have a freaking reason. So let me make sure that you understand how the system works. If you got a reason, you don't have to get the plan. All you got to have is a reason. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. So what's my reason for making $125,000? Well, I got something called Sheerans. Where I'm from, we call them Sheerans. There's no D. Now, everybody else calls them children. But see, I got five of them. Them little suckers, they require things. Even though they grown and gone, they still call me, hey, dad, I'm in jail. Or, hey, dad, my car got repoed. Or, dad, we ain't got no food. Dad, your grandbaby that you love, she ain't got no Pampers. Hey, come on up, dad. birthday's coming up. You know, I'm your son. I'm your daughter. Remember, you brought me into the world. So, see, I have those. I got five of those. They call sharings. And those sharings, they require money. Guess what else I got? I got something called a car. And that's on my check. Bank, they don't accept spiritual currency. I check with them. I say, hey, dude, I'm Master Teacher 33. I'm a metaphysician. Can I pay you metaphysically? You know what they told me? Hell no. We need physical dollars, homie. So I don't know. Some people live in a world that I used to live in. It was called a dream world. And in that dream world, I had a dream that I could sit at home and do nothing, and that money would just magically appear in my life. I didn't consider the act. So now I'm attached to a role, brother. So every morning, guess what I do? I get up and I do things that draw $125,000 into my life. What do I do? Well, I got 50, count them, 50 books. How many people do you know got 50 books? If you know anybody got 50 books, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Please. I got 1,500 one-hour shows. Actually, now close to 2,500 one-hour shows. Now, if you know anybody got 2,500 one-hour shows, please email me. I got 500 videos on 3 YouTube channels. Now, if you know anybody got 500 videos on 3 YouTube channels, please email me. I got over 25 clients that I do one-on-one. So if you know anybody that got 25 clients, please email me. So what am I saying, brother? The same way you get up and go to your 9-to-5, I get up and I go to them. Just because I ain't got a 9-to-5 doesn't mean I'm not working. Number 6, master your role. Now, this is one of the big ones. See, I could be on your job watching you. I say, hey, how do you do that, man? But what am I doing? I'm on my job. I am mastering my space. So don't look at me and try to be me. Don't try to write 50 books because you're not me. Don't try to do 3 shows, each show an hour, every day. And one, I really want to do, like, I would like to have a XM radio channel where I'm on talking 24-7, 365. Because why? I like to talk. I got a lot of stuff to say. So can you do that? Probably not. So, see, I master my space. Now, I used to didn't do this. That's why I was part of the 98% club. But once you find yourself, guess what? Fall in love with yourself. Are you comfortable in your own skin? Or do you still beat yourself up? Now, when I make a mistake, I'm like, I blew that. Hey, let's do it again tomorrow. That's my response. People say, but you don't understand, brother. You know, that was a mistake. That was, like, huge. You should, like, you know, beat yourself up. Yeah, it was just an event. But brother, it was wrong. Yeah, there's no right or wrong. It's just an event. No, brother. The Bible says, or that this says that, or that says that. Yeah, that for you. That doesn't apply to me because I operate on a higher level. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean, brothers and sisters? God only recognizes other gods. God only respects and responds to himself. God vibrates on a particular frequency. God only acknowledges other vibrations on that same frequency. So to get an answer from God, you got to tune in to his channel. He's not going to come down to your channel. What's the title of today's message? How to elevate your game to eliminate your pain. Now, the message could be how to elevate your game to align with God's plan. So what do I recommend you do? Remember the third step? Hang out with higher vibrational beings. Now, the highest vibrational being, if you want to call God a being, that I know is God. What is God? Now, according to the Helios Biblios, the Bible that you read, God says, I am love. Now, he makes a lot of I am statements. In fact, he made 7 of them. You might want to pimp the game. 7 of them. Now, one of the 7 I am statements that God says, I am love. He didn't say he created love. He is love. Now, love is a frequency. It's a wave. It's a vibration. It's also a chemical called oxytocin that God said, hey, I'm that. So whatever you do, make sure that it releases that in your bloodstream. If it doesn't, it's not God. That's the difference between the 2% and the 1%. The 2% got oxytocin in their body. The 98% got cortisone, a.k.a. fear or adrenaline or estrogen or testosterone. God releases dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin. That is the chemical essence of God. So if you are doing anything, if you are hanging out with anyone, if you are eating any food, if you are breathing any air, and if you are drinking any water that doesn't release oxytocin in your body, you are not a part of the 2% club. You cannot enter the kingdom. That's what God said. I didn't say that. So what's my goal in life? To align with God. That's number 7. Review your progress and adjust your role. Now, as I close, let's go through these 7 keys once again. These 7 keys allows you to override the 3 fears. These 7 things allow you to override the 3 fears. These 7 things allows you to override the 3 fears. This is the how-to for what we're talking about tonight at 7. Number 1, you have to think outside of the box. You got to think thoughts that you've never thought if you want to do things that you've never done. You cannot solve a thought problem with the same thought that created the problem. There has to be a different thought to the one that was thought to create the problem. You must have a different thought than the one that you thought to resolve the problem. You have to think outside the box, brother. You have to think outside the box, sister. Number 2, you must remove all low vibrational things, all low vibrational food, all low vibrational water, all low vibrational air, all low vibrational environments, all low vibrational people. They're very easy to tell. Now, they're going to come up with that. They're going to say something like this. Man, you really believe that stuff, dude? Oh, man, so you really believe that, you know, hey, drinking, you know, doing this or doing that. Man, so you mean tell me you're vegan? So you really don't, so you don't eat meat, dude? Oh, you really believe that actually, you know, drinking, you know, cow's milk is bad for you? Oh, man, so you one of those prepper dudes. Are you one of these guys, man, that actually believe that, you know, that the government is not, you know, for us? Oh, you mean to tell me you're one of those guys that believe that vaccination got mercury in you and it actually caused autism? You one of those guys that believe that? Yeah. Somebody started saying that stuff. Say, hey, man, it was a pleasure meeting you, brother. God bless you, man. Love you. Appreciate you. Hey, I'll send you a Christmas card next Christmas. And then you should bounce. Remove yourself from negative, low vibrational beings. Yesterday. Number 3, find. If you better cross land and sea, if you better find a high vibrational being yesterday. Quick, you ran out of time. Find a high vibrational being and hang out with them. Number 4, set clear, crystal clear goals. Number 5, after you set the goal, detach from the goal and attach to the process that takes you in the direction of the goal. Just because you make a goal to lose weight is great. Now, what do? You actually got to get up and do what the and do. Without nobody telling you, you got to get up and go to the gym. You got to actually eat healthy. That accomplishes the goal. If you set a goal but you never attach to the role or the things that allows you to accomplish the goal, you're not going to see the goal. So set the goal, detach from the goal. That means stop worrying about the goal. Worry or think or consider or look at or focus or put your attention on the things that take you in the direction of the goal. That means you're attached to the role. Then once you have that and you are going to the gym every day and you're eating healthy, guess what? Master that. Make it fun. Make it release oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, melatonin in your body. Make going to the gym fun. Visualize it. Think about it. Pray about it. Change it. Whatever you do, make the role fun. It should be inspiring. It should be in spiritas. You mean to tell me you got a goal and you hate it? You're eating vegan, but you actually hate vegetables? Maybe you need to prepare them a little differently. Add some seasoning, do something. So that way your role, master it, fall in love with it. Master your role that takes you to your goal. Master the role. Number 7. Review it. If it's not working, change it. Ooh, hold up. Did you say change it? Guess what? If it's not working, change it. Adjust it. Get rid of it. Just because you are on a roll, and you're going out to the gym, and you're working out, but your workout routine is not working. Do you continue that workout routine? No. You increase the intensity. You change it up. You mix it up. You may add in some pyrometric stuff. You may just add in some calisthenics. You may add in, you know, some cross fitness stuff. You may add in some long distance, maybe some sprints, maybe some, you know, some Tai Chi, some yoga, maybe some type of group fitness. Change up your routine. Adjust your role. That way it's taking you faster in the direction of your goal. If you do those seven things, you will look up and you'll be like, hey, what happened to the old me that was always had this extra time, that was interested in fun, fighting, and effing? Hey, what happened to the old me that was full of fear, full of anxiety, that was wound so tight that I would go off and you say, hey, brother, good morning. What's so freaking good about it, man? Dude, I'll just say good morning. Well, I just want to know what's so freaking good about it. Why you wound so tight, dude? Why you wound so tight? Do that. If you got a role, if you got a goal, man, you happy as hell. You are happy as heaven because you're going through life. You're living the dream because this is your dream. You are the director and the star of your own movie. Your life is your movie. You write the script. If you don't like the script, guess what, brother? Guess what? Newsflash, rewrite the script. Now, that is a freaking foreign concept. You mean to tell me I can change the script? Absolutely. Brother, if you don't like the script, rewrite it. If the script, the world script you got, now mine says 125 people, I'm doing clarinomics, I like that script. So I'm going to stick with it. Now, if I didn't like the script, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to freaking change it. Now, that's going to be the naysayers. Oh, brother, I don't know. You can't do that, brother. You make your bed, you should lie in it, brother. And not me. I make my bed, I don't like it, I'm going to tear the sheets off that sucker, flip the mattresses, put some new sheets and pillowcases on that bed, and check it out. If I don't like that, I'm going to change that one. Review your progress and adjust your role. That's the final piece of the puzzle. If you do those seven things, you will elevate your game, and that's going to eliminate your pain. You will remove yourself from being part of the 98%, and you will find yourself knocking on the door of the 2%. When you do those seven things, you got three more things waiting for you. That was the three F's, the seven elements of fear, and your family and friends. When you knock them out the park, guess what? You're part of the 2%. And once you get there, you're good. My brothers, my sisters, you guys join me tonight. You guys, 7 p.m. for the Clarinomics show tonight where we break down the smoking gun. Now, this is the biggest demon of them all. This is Belthagor. This is Asmodeus. This is Leviathan. This is Beelzebub. This is Samael. This is the big one right here. The demon we're talking about tonight. The Bible says, in the last days, your enemy will be those of your own household. So tonight, we slay the dragon. 7 p.m. Please join me. My brothers, my sisters, again, pay-per-view show tonight. This is just for the Clarinomics members. So if you're not a Clarinomics member, just go to the PayPal account, drop off $20, and I'll send you the link so that way you can join us. Website, masterteacher33.com. Again, the website, masterteacher33.com. Everybody's part of Clarinomics. We'll see you tonight at 7. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know the same pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You can kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.